वॉट इज़ द स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट फॉर भक्ति योगा? देयर आर फोर स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट्स, वी कॉल इट ए बी सी डी. ए इज एसोसिएशन. वॉट एवर वी विश टू डू, इट ऑल बिगिन्स विद एसोसिएशन. द काइंड ऑफ एसोसिएशन वी हैव, दैट्स हाउ वी विल बिकम. संगात संजायते कामः, भगवद गीता सेज इन 2.62 दैट बाय आर एसोसिएशन आवर डिजायर्स आर शेप्ड. So if we want to become spiritually interested, then we need to associate with spiritually interested people. So if we have a group of friends who are interested in bhakti, by that association, our questions will be answered, our interest will be nourished, and we will move forward. So the first is association. This is indispensable. Without association, our spiritual inclination will soon get submerged under the deluge of materialistic influences that are there in today's culture. Then B is books. Books is like the Bhagavad Gita. When we study the books, then that gives us intellectual conviction. Association gives us social support. when we study ourselves, we go deeper. And our intelligence gets honed, it gets sharpened. Many of us, we may have been introduced to bhakti and to bhakti and to the whole process of some kind of devotional practices as a cultural practice, and that is a good introduction. But something that is, we simply see it as cultural, then we feel, okay, I may do it, I may not do it. So it just remains like a artifact from our past. But when we get intellectual understanding of why we are doing it, then we see the cultural, not cultural as a means to the spiritual. So the philosophical understanding is what helps us to see these practices as meant for transformation. So for example, say visiting a temple or chanting the names of God or doing any bhakti activities, they are vehicles to self-transformation. And that understanding of not just seeing them as cultural practices, but as transformational practices, that comes through study. So that is books. C is chanting. Now, in this particular age, which is called as Kali Yuga, the recommended method for raising our consciousness is the chanting of the holy names. Krite yadhyayato Vishnu, Tretayam yito makhai, Dvapare paricharyayam, Kalauta dharikirtanat. So there are different methods in different ages that are recommended. So in the earlier age, Krutya Yuga, it was Dhyan, sitting in meditation, going deep into meditation. Krutya Dhyayata Vishu, Tretayam Yato Makhai. In the Treta Yuga, it was doing yajnas, fire sacrifices. Dvapare Paricharyayam. In Dvapara Yuga, it was doing temple worship, deity worship in the temple. And Kalau Tad Harikirtanat. In Kali Yuga, it is the chanting of the names of the Lord. So the other methods are also useful. But the most potent method in this time is chanting. So there are many different mantras which can be chanted. And similarly, in the Kali, there's an Upanishad called the Kali Santran Upanishad, which specifically talks about how to navigate the Kali Yuga. And there, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is recommended. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Naam Naam Kali Kalmashanashanam. Nato Partharupaya Sarvavedeshu Drushyate. This 16-letter mantra is the means to overcome the ocean of Kali. So we chant these holy names. And by chanting, we connect with God. So it is a very accessible way of spiritualizing our consciousness wherever we are. And D is diet. We spiritualize our food. We take pure food. And in a mood of devotion, we offer it to God. And then take the food as His mercy. So by all, basically the idea is, whatever practical activities are there in our life, we spiritualize them gradually. So there are specific activities which are spiritual, specific activities which we adopt for our spiritual growth. And whatever routine activities we are doing, we spiritualize them. So food is something which you're going to eat anyway. So like association books, chanting is something which we add to our life. We of course have some association, but we spiritualize association. The whole process of bhakti is not the process of rejection. It is the process of connection, of redirection of our connection. So whatever we were doing in the normal course of our life, we read something, we meet with people, we speak some things, we eat something. So all those things, we just channel them spiritually. And that way we can move forward in our spiritual journey.
So, like, the question that raised my mind.